Today's recording is the schus in honor of the bride and the groom, Jess Berlin and Dan Pelberg, Tzivi Ora and Tzvi Dov, whose chuppah is this afternoon. May they build a bayis nemen b'Yisrael, a beautiful, joyous Jewish home, on the foundations of the luminary of Torah, which is the teachings of Chassidus. As we're getting closer to Yom Kippur, and we're getting more serious about our tshuva and about our thoughts about becoming better Jews, very often we get sporadically disheartened by the thought that the way we're acting this time of year is not really who we are most of the year. And maybe as I'm coming to Yom Kippur and I'm really serious about developing a relationship with Hashem, but I'm worried that as the months will go by, maybe this won't hold. Maybe this isn't the real me. Maybe this isn't really who I am. So I want to share with you an absolutely beautiful idea. Reb Tzadka Kohen from Lublin. In Resisei Laila, he brings the Mishnah in Kalim. The Mishnah teaches that every creature in the sea is pure, because there's no possibility of impurity in the sea, except for the Kelev Hamayim, the seal. Mipnei Shubarech Le'abasha, because the seal runs away at a time of danger to the dry land. When the seal feels like it's in danger, it runs back to the dry land, to the shore. And that means that the sea, the ocean, is not its ultimate place. Because your ultimate place, where you really belong, is the place to where you run away, like when you're in danger, when your life is at stake, when you're sad, where you run away to at the most important times of his life. That's who you really are, where you really belong. And so to Bnei Yisrael, it might be that the time of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur these days is when we really feel that we're talking about our lives, etc. But the fact that we run to Hashem shows that Hashem, that God, is our real place. The way we are now, that's who we really are, where we run to. And it's the rest of the year. The way we are then is only a temporary lodging. Now that itself is a beautiful idea, but the Ger Rebbe of blessed memory, the Pnei Menachem, he used to say over this Reb Tzadik, and then he would add the following story, which is even more beautiful. It's a story that happened in the 60s, when the Soviet Union still had the Iron Curtain, when the Jews that were still stuck in Russia were living under the communists, and they were so scared of practicing Judaism openly. And it was one such year right before Kol Nidre, and all the Jews that had the courage made their way to shul. The one time a year they were able to come to shul before Kol Nidre. And there was a Rav who was the rabbi that was there in Moscow at the time. He got up to speak before Kol Nidre. And if you could almost picture and imagine that all the Jews there were in literally in danger. And they were in danger of saying something wrong because there were spies there all the time, the KGB. If there was even the slightest suspicion that they were going to say something against the government, counter-revolutionary, they could be thrown in Siberia. So the Rav got up to speak before Kol Nidre, and everyone was silent to see what the Rav would say. And the Rav got up and he said, I just want to tell everyone a story. One time there was a man that owned a chicken. But then there was another person, an evil person, that stole the chicken. And he didn't want the owner to recognize the chicken. So he tore its wings off. He tore its feathers off. He beat up the chicken, made it have wounds, really tortured the chicken and made it completely unrecognizable until it didn't look at all like the way that the chicken used to look. But the owner of the chicken, this rabbi in Moscow said, still recognized the chicken. He still knew that no matter how beat up the chicken was, how much it didn't look any more like it used to look, but the owner still knew that it's his chicken. And he took this thief to court and said, you have to give me back the chicken. But the thief said, no, what are you talking about? It's mine. You're lying. It's mine. It belongs to me. So what did the judge do? The judge that was smart, he said to untie the chicken and let's see to which man will the chicken run. And of course the chicken ran to its rightful owner and they knew whose the chicken really was. And with this rabbi in Moscow started crying and everyone in the shul started crying. And he got down and they started Kol Nidre because everyone understood what the message was. It doesn't matter how many wounds, how many smacks and hits we Jews get from those around us and how much we might not look like the Jews used to look when in the Beis HaMikdash, when there was redemption in a temple, etc. Doesn't matter how many wounds we have. And it doesn't matter how much the Yetzirah, that thief, the evil inclination, causes us to have wounds, to get maimed, and claims that we're his by making us have all sorts of spiritual wounds because of all the sins that we do the rest of the year, and our feathers get lost, and we might not look the way that we're supposed to look. But when Yom Kippur comes, and we're untied, and we're no longer chained to our regular schedule and our regular way of going through the world, but for just these 10 days, we're let free and we're allowed to run to our true owner, we do run back to Hashem. And that shows that that's who we really are. That is our deepest desire, and that is who we are in the deepest way. It's the rest of the year when our feathers are being plucked by all the things we go through, that's not the deepest part of who we are. And Hashem knows this about us. All that's left is for us to internalize this truth and take it with us the whole year.